those such as Mrs. Wilkinson and his dear departed wife Dorothy would surely find their spiritual reward, for they epitomized the goodness that still existed. But the heavy sound of earth and wood somehow diminished the idea, and gave death a stark reality. What if their god wasn't as they had thought? He wiped his hand across his forehead, swaying slightly. His parishioners must never go off his back. They needed his firm presence. His misgivings were his secret that he would overcome them with prayer. The years had taken a toll, perhaps. He would regain his influence, vanquish the sinful questions, and soon, before he died. The two workmen would be in heaven. Their task almost completed. Turned away, not wanting to gaze at the shallow end, but seeing the world, and looked around the quiet sea. The constant rustle of the surrounding trees was more comfortable than the sound of the grave. But he was a depressed one, and he wondered if it was this that made the frost seem so oppressive. The vicar felt he was being watched, or was he merely exhausted already? Could that be why there seemed to be dozens of eyes watching him from the shadows beneath the leafy trees, stripping away his facade, looking deep into his skin? He shook his head, knowing he had to repress his dreadful feeling before his book. Yet the fire did have a different atmosphere there. None of his parishioners mentioned it, but he had caught certain looks in the eyes of the forest keepers, and uneasiness as they studied the outcome. He searched the distant foliage and tried to penetrate the dark. Was that a movement? No, just a flicker stirred by the wind.